Jake Spaulding with you as we're talking Jackson Heights basketball now. Cobra Locker Room Chats presented every single week by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, as well as Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Farm Bureau Financial with Rob Ware, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, and Community Healthcare System with the Holton Family Health Center. Talking now with head coach on the girls' side, Coach Maddie Massey. And, Coach, you're in the middle of the HIT, the Hiawatha Invitational Midseason Tournament, and quality teams in this tournament year in and year out. Not really a bracketed system this year, but you're taking on Hiawatha, St. Mary's, and Marysville, so larger schools than yours. What's it like to get out of your league and get into this midseason tournament?
It's great to step out and just see what other teams are doing and get to play some people outside of our league. I mean, your league kind of seems to do some similar things as, like, our teams kind of mirror each other. So to see other teams and what they're doing will better prepare us for the future with our regional and sub-state.
And, Coach, we're talking about midseason tournament time, but that also means that it's the turn of the calendar. We're almost to February, which means that, you know, second half of the season, you're pushed to the postseason. You got some big-time games coming up for you, but what does this midseason tournament do in preparation for the second half of the season?
Well, obviously they're watching film. We're going to get pressed a lot, and these are much quicker guards, much quicker and bigger post players than we're probably normally used to seeing in our league. So it'll be better preparation to see those types of kids, and that's kind of what we're going to look at down the road when we get to sub-state.
Talking about sub-state and the new format of it, you guys will be seeded 1 through 16 in the sub-state. And I understand, Coach, that it's one game at a time with the mindset for you. But how important is it for you guys to kind of string some wins together here and start playing at a high clip as we push towards the February part of the schedule?
Every win matters. You know as well as I do that momentum is a big part of your season. And if you continue to lose, it just builds on and on. But if you continue to win, that also builds. So we've got to string along some wins, as you said, just so our confidence gets boosted, our mental toughness gets better. So we're going to have to rise to the occasion coming up here in our league play, especially.
How practice has been going for you guys as you prepare? You're about to hit a stretch where you have a lot of games in a short time frame. Right after this tournament concludes next week, you've got 4 games in 5 days. What's that going to be like for your guys' squad with not a whole lot of practice time?
Yeah, just got to focus on our own stuff. I mean, we have this conversation after our Hiawatha game, but iron sharpens iron. At practice, the younger ones got to make the older ones better. You know, the JV kids got to make the varsity kids better, and so on in reverse. So we just got to continue to keep working on those things and practicing hard, because it translates to the game. And if you don't practice hard, or if you take plays off, that's really going to show when it gets into a high stakes situation.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking time every single week to talk with us. Good luck in your next couple games at the HIT, and good luck with that tough stretch next week where, again, you've got 3 games in 3 days before we talk again. But we'll do this again next Thursday. Appreciate you, as always, joining in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach Maddie Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. We'll talk with head coach Brett Plattner after this timeout to talk boys for Jackson Heights here after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.